This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A programmable guy that goes and watches Olympus Is Falling and believes all this and really thinks you're a hero. G.I. Joe, great American hero. Yo, Joe. You don't work for Joe. Joe got taken over. The G.I. Joe command base is run by Cobra. Do you understand that? And I use a child analogy to get through to you because that's your main programming template in North America. They're on record with that. That was all Pentagon directed. You understand? You work for Cobra. You dress like Cobra. You have the tactics of Cobra. You are Cobra. Hail Cobra. You want to be little boys? Or do you want to really join the Republic?
They know what's going on at the Bundy Ranch, and they won't even let a police information officer give us any information. That's a bunch of bull.
It's all these stupid G.I. Joe movies and stuff where the White House is attacked. The White House is run by Cobra.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
It's run by chaos. It's run by Spectre.
Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge, Extortion.
They run little kids. They run the snuff films. They run the drugs. They run it all. And because you act like a bunch of naive chumps, this whole thing's going to come down on us.
Very much concerns me, considering that they have all this bulk ammunition, that they're shooting targets of children.
Would you like to tell me who it is that is doing this?
It is the Department of Homeland Security, sir.
Oh, thank you for calling.
To every police officer in this country, to every FBI agent, every Secret Service agent, you work for Spectre. You work for Chaos. You work for Cobra. How do they get power? They stage a terror attack using Spectre, using Cobra.
Go f*** yourself.
Who is Cobra? Arms dealing, drug dealing, money laundering group wearing masks? They wear masks, ladies and gentlemen, because they're the corporate CEOs. And they're manipulating the governments against each other. Cobra runs the Muslims. Cobra runs the CIA. Cobra runs it all. Cobra is real. You can call it whatever you want. Cobra is in control of America. And Cobra says the veterans and the gun owners, they're saying that we're the bad guys.
These people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
That's what Cobra would say. That's what Spectre would say. That's what Goldfinger would say. Because that's who those people are.
I am Supreme Cobra Commander. You call your petty bureaucrats, officials, and authorities, you will kneel before Cobra or face my wrath.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Cobra Leader.
You pathetic little worm. How dare you call me Mr. Cobra?
We're going to go to break here in a minute and come back and go to Jennifer and others that are patiently holding and then start shifting into other news, not just the Paris terror attacks, but this is so big because our governments have funded these groups and have allowed them to come into the country. And we're going to have David Knight and Jakari Jackson popping in at the bottom of the hour to give their take on it. And then Jakari Jackson will be hosting the fourth hour today, getting into this, obviously, and a lot more. And we're continuing to break the latest information at Infowars.com on this front. David has discovered some interesting anomalies to this that point in the false flag direction, and he'll be in studio with us here in about 30 minutes. It's all coming up straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. And you are listening to The Alex Jones Show weekdays right here on the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brace, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Trump calls for surveillance of mosques. Black Lives Matter supporters released F. Paris rap song. U.S. intel experts warn of gaping holes in the security system and refugee vetting. That's some of the news up on InfoWars.com. Gaping holes, they let people come in with fake passports. Our government helped create and turn loose the jihad forces that are now pouring into our countries. It's ridiculous how stupid they think we are. Meanwhile, we have really big threats that will basically affect everybody listening. Drug-resistant and drug-immune bacteria are becoming rapidly resistant. Everybody knows this, but now it's a growth curve. It's exponentially straight up. It has killed many members of my family in the last few years, drug-resistant diseases. Drug-resistant bacteria, drug-resistant viruses. We're going to be covering that coming up at the end of this hour. It's in the London Independent. hospitals turning to last resort antibiotics as drug-resistant infections continue to rise. And a lot of these antibiotics will kill the bacteria. They'll also kill your liver or kill your kidneys. So we're entering a very, very dangerous situation, and it'll kill black people, it'll kill white people, it'll kill Hispanics, it'll kill everybody, while we're all busy fighting with each other over what color our skin is. You want to know what I go to sleep at night worried about? Drug-resistant infections, because I love my kids a lot. It's a weird feeling not to be afraid to die myself, but being afraid for my children. But I can't not support life. I can't not double down on life. As bad as things have gotten in this world, I'll have more children if I can. Because that's what makes me work harder against this tyranny. Jennifer in North Carolina, thank you for holding. You're on the air. What is your take on the Paris attack? Some folks are criticizing me, saying I'm not saying it's a totally false flag. Well, I mean, it's too early to tell. But it is a false flag to open up the borders, advertise freebies, bring in people from terrorist areas. I mean, it is a false flag, but I mean, it just may not be the classically staged one. I'm somewhat of an expert on this, popularizing the term, I can tell you. But what's your take on it, Jennifer?
Well, you've been forecasting it for some time, and it just happened to be Paris. And now this time we can look at what's going to happen here in America. And I was telling the call screener, going out on a limb here, but if America doesn't at least consider drafting somebody today, I don't think the election is going to be, it's going to be irrelevant. I mean, I'm not saying that the people that are, you know, debating are irrelevant. I just think with what you're seeing today, and you can forecast where America will be in a couple months. If we're lucky, there won't be any attacks here like Paris. I mean, that's just the reality we face. If it can happen in Paris, why can't it happen in Los Angeles or New York or a small town in North Carolina? Greensboro police just issued a gun control issue that if all the people in the area bring their guns over, they're going to give them a small gift. I mean, so it's happening. It's just to disarm Americans like the
absolutely.
Way Paris, this is concerning. And listen, I do radio too, so I appreciate what you're doing because I started out in new media and I went through like the back door to get into radio. So to get into an FM channel, I know what you went through to get to this point. But Alex, if we were to just segue and summarize what's happening, and you put the components of the Bible and everything that's happened on the world stage, we know we can forecast it through the scriptures, but to think that any of us has can wrap our head around what's happening in Paris, we could just look at what's going on with the border. And I just wanted to mention finally is that I read through Governor Bobby Jindal's executive order he issued today. And if I were to draft somebody today, somebody would like him and Texas Governor Greg Abbott would be my pick right now.
Sure. Well, both men are light years better than Barack Obama or somebody like Marco Rubio. And I appreciate your call. They're all excellent points. I personally happen to know that Governor Abbott's for real and that the Obama administration is digging through everything they can trying to figure out how to indict him. Now, that's kind of going to be a problem because the judge they used to indict everybody at the state level got shot last week. And I'm actually sad to hear that happen. That's still being investigated. But it does show what a strange world we live in. Just leave it at that. But there's a war going on behind the scenes in this country. And, yes, Governor Abbott is a good Christian man who really does know what's going on and really is trying to protect Texas and trying to stand up against Obama and the globalists. They're trying to cripple this nation's energy infrastructure, you name it. And he definitely deserves your prayers because he is being demonized and attacked and lied about 24/7. I mean, Rick Perry had great rhetoric, but he was not a good guy. I mean, probably good compared to Obama, but you know, Rick Perry used to be a Democrat. Rick Perry's a politician. There you go. Somebody like Greg Abbott is a statesman, like Ron Paul. And there is the difference. I mean, I'd love to see somebody like Abbott as a senator or as a president. The Democrats really screwed up making fun of him in a wheelchair. That's what I found about Democrat leaders. They're really, really nasty people. A lot of Democrats at the grassroots are wonderful people. It's just pretty much the same with the Republican Party as well. I want to continue with your phone calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Justin in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, brother.
Okay, I got a few. I have a few points to go through. I'm going to try and make them as short and sweet as possible. I'm coming to you from Banff, Alberta, from where, as you know, there was a big globalist summit not too long ago. First point I have to make here. I wasn't going to make this point, but I have an article that I've kept with me for a while about the singularity and how close we might be getting to it. What do you know about the Google research blog and what's called the Deep Dream?
Yes, Google, when it was founded 16 years ago, said that the plan was to create an artificially intelligent master computer and that actually all of us online interfacing with the search engine and all its other surveillance platforms is actually feeding a computer system through what they call neurons, digital neurons, to create the artificial intelligence.
Anyway, that
is that what you're getting
point.
At?
Yeah, that was just one point, just because you mentioned it earlier. My main points I was going to get at, I just wanted to give a shout-out to you guys and Matt Drudge and how inspirational his appearance on your show was. That I've always done my own political output and stuff, but something about when he came on, it just gave me the incentive to go make my own stuff, and it's been working really well for me, so I just want to thank you guys for, I guess, putting that out. It just happened that way, and it was perfect. So to move on to the main point with the refugees. So Canada's newly elected Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has this plan where he wants to bring 1,000 refugees into Canada every day. Every day until the end of the year, we have to have 25,000 refugees in Canada by the end of the year.
He's liberal and handsome, so it makes it okay.
Oh, yeah, the haircut makes it fine. All he has to do is flash a smile, and everyone will just bow down to him, because it's 2015. So that's going on. You know, it's growing in Canada that everybody's politically correct. You know that. Everybody knows that.
And then what's he going to do when one of these people ends up blowing something up? Well, we'll just have the media say it's not terrorism. Great points, Justin. I appreciate your call. The bigger question is, why do we have to pay for everybody that comes to the West? Then there's the argument, well, our governments help destabilize those countries. Exactly. And they're the same ones saying, bring them here now. Problem, reaction, solution. The globalists try to run all points of the compass. They try to opportunistically control and make profits off of every angle. So I oppose their agenda. Don't attack Syria. Don't attack Libya. Don't take their refugees either. You want my guns? When you turn your guns in. It's all common sense. Speaking of Matt Drudge, all the great crew from Ja'Kari Jackson right through Rob Due to Darren McBreen, you name it, make these daily news reports that we put into the ads to make the ads informative and interesting. So they're not really ads. They're truly factoids. But this one is really powerful because it hit me that Drudge was here about 5 weeks ago and at dinner told me even more that they are coming after free speech. And then to hear the Democrats admitting that that's their plan. It's bone chilling that this is happening. So we air these during some of the breaks. Some stations don't carry them, but they're during the podcast or live audio stream breaks. You can hear them. And here is Rob Due's hot topic dealing with 5 weeks after Drudge was here. Democrats now admit they want to shut him down. People go, well, good. You know, I don't care. He's a big guy. They'll be able to shut you down, too, folks. Appreciate this show. Appreciate free speech. Here's the piece.
In early October of this year, Matt Drudge paid a visit to the Central Texas Command Center and made the following chilling statements concerning free speech and his own site, The Drudge Report.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there.
Well, now we have the words of FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai. He said, "It is conceivable to me to see the government saying, we think the Drudge Report is having a disproportionate effect on our political discourse," Pai told the Right Online conference back in May of 2015. The FCC doesn't have the ability to regulate anything he says, and we want to start tamping down on websites like that. There are a lot of people who just don't like the fact that the internet is a completely unregulated marketplace in terms of freedom of speech, Pai told the website Inside Sources. And there are some speech that people just don't like, or they think that it should be regulated because it has an outsized effect on public discourse. And Drudge Report is one of those.
Time is limited.
Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
NewsHour.com, they have the National Enquirer headline, Charlie Sheen AIDS cover-up. Charlie Sheen HIV positive. You know, I've known Charlie Sheen for about 10 years, 11 years, and I've never seen any of the behavior that you hear about in the news. And I've stayed at his house probably, it's not exaggerate, 25 times. I know his parents as well. I know his brother. That's how I got to know him, actually, was through Emilio Estevez. I know a lot of other Hollywood folks. I know that he got a lot wilder over the years, so I only went over there and visited him a few times. When I was out in California, I guess, 6 months ago to give a speech in Newport. He invited me up. I drove up, had dinner with him, stayed at his house, I need to give him a call and talk to him. I've never heard him say that he had HIV or AIDS. I've seen before magazines and newspapers say it a couple of years ago, and then again a few weeks ago, but this is in the Enquirer, and so I'll try to find out. But, I mean, I really don't get into gossip stuff. I really don't get into all those issues. I mean, even if I talk to him, he tells me something privately, I'm not going to pretty much relay it. But I just knew him because he had the courage to talk about political stuff. Also know that a lot of the so-called AIDS drugs are what actually kills you, and that much of the disease is a hoax. I do know that he did use drugs intravenously, and so that is where you can get it. He never used them in front of me and hadn't been on, you know, obviously. I mean, back when I first knew him, he drank coffee and smoked cigarettes and exercised all the time and was off everything when he was married to Denise Richards. So pray for Charlie because he's certainly not perfect, but none of us are. And he's got a rocky road ahead of him with all of this. But I'm already getting calls and stuff, you know, asking me my view on this. And I haven't talked to him in about a month. And so I will try to give him a call. But it is certainly a sad headline, whether it's true or not. And generally, the Enquirer is pretty darn accurate. I'm not saying this is accurate, but the Enquirer, when I saw in other publications before, I'm like, you know, that's bull. But it still could be a rumor. As well, so we'll track that as it unfolds. Obviously, though, the big issue is the world economy's teetering on collapse. Terrorists have attacked Europe again. There's been a bunch of other terror attacks, and normally the media covers it up and goes, it's not an Islamic terror attack at the Army, Navy, Marine Corps recruiting center. You're a conspiracy theorist. Look at the Islamophobe Alex Jones. Well, I'm not an Islamophobe. A terror attack's a terror attack. They wouldn't say the Fort Hood attack was a terror attack. Killed 13 people. Was it 14 people? I forget. You know, these are the big issues here. And then I get back into drug-resistant, drug-immune bacteria and viruses. That's bigger than AIDS worldwide right now. That kills more people. Infections kill tens of millions every year, and it's getting serious, folks. It's getting to be a problem. You know, you stub your toe, you die. You go to the hospital to have back surgery. A week later, you're dead from an infection. That's the big issue. That's what we should be concerned about. And vaccines are lowering our immunity. Just type in, study, vaccines lower immunity. It's known. Feeding farm animals. Antibiotics. Makes them drug resistant as well. Waleed in Paris. I should have gone to, I didn't even see that said Paris. I apologize. I apologize to Waleed. I said, call me from Paris. I didn't even look at where you were calling from. I apologize. John, next time I get a call from, it's not your fault, but from outside the country, let me know, especially an exotic call like Paris. Waleed, I apologize for making you hold forever, and I'll hold you over the next segment if you got good points. Go ahead.
Hey, no worries, Alex. I'm going to start by just quoting Paul's Bible, saying our protection against Satan's attacks is assured only if and when we take up the full armor of God. Satan's schemes are many, and he attacks us at any point he considers vulnerable. Thus, our armor must be complete. We cannot pick and choose our armor, but rather we must put all of it on. We must be completely equipped, or we are vulnerable to his attacks. And then, quickly, a second quote from... that would be from the book of Revelation. Our duty is not to attack Satan or to defeat him, but rather to withstand his attacks. So from that, I just want to point out that, like, I've been, I lived in France in 2000, back in 2008, and I'm living here now again. And from that, like...
Stay there. Start over. You got an amazing connection. Great points. I'm going to come back to you, Waleed. Again, I apologize. I didn't see that. That said Paris. I got these bright lights in my eyes. We got to figure out how to turn these lights down and turn the iris up, because I don't do as good a show under the interrogation lights. We ought to come in here with a camera and show folks what I'm under. I'm going to come back, sir, give you about 2-3 minutes to give your testimony on what's happening. Then we've got David Knight and Jakari popping in to take the rest of your phone calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I'm up here in space, looking down on you with my laser tricks.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jakari Jackson and David Knight sit to my right. We're going to be breaking down their take on the terrorist attacks and what that signifies and going to your phone calls. And then Jakari will host the fourth hour. Leanne McAdoo is going to be popping in. He's got a top expert on the humanitarian situation with human trafficking and how bad that is worldwide in studio in the last 30 minutes.
Yes.
Also, we'll look at reports followed by the crew covering Paris and more. And Leanne McAdoo will be popping in. That is in the fourth hour today. A lot of stations are now picking up. We're very excited about that. I want to thank them. But before I finish up with this breakdown, I want to go to Waleed in Paris to recap what he was saying, being in Paris, and his take on the situation. Then we'll go to Jim and others with the other hosts that are with us. So go ahead, Waleed, and finish your story.
Okay. So hi, Jakari, and hi, David. Big fan of you two guys. God bless you. So what I was saying before, basically, I'm just going to summarize those two quotes from Paul's Bible and the book of Revelation, basically summarized by saying that our duty is to withstand the attacks of Satan with the full armor of God. Now, when the Bible says the attacks of Satan, the attacks are on whom? Who are we talking about here? What do you think, Alex?
Well, we're talking about attacks on Christians.
Well, there's a small disagreement there, but yes, Christians, and what I would also say the believers. So
people that believe in the God of Abraham.
Exactly. So that makes the Jewish, the Christians, and the Muslims. Those are three religions, Abrahamic religions. And that's right.
And Albert Pike said that they were going to have a third world war to play Christians, Jews, and Muslims off against each other. And PNAC says that's their plan, is to play the West, or what's left of Christendom, off against the Muslims, and that's happening.
Well, clash of civilizations. There you go. So basically, the main point that I want to make here, since I'm living in France, and I've lived here back in 2008, so I'm actually like following up the culture change that is going on, is that when the Bible says that we need to protect ourselves from the attacks of Satan, we as believers with full armor. If you come here and you look at the French people, especially like the new generation, if you want to find a nation of sheep, welcome to Paris. So you've been in New York City, remember, when you went to the CNN thing and everything, and you saw like how it's different from Austin, and you could feel the culture of sheep being there? Well, it's exactly the same in Paris, and it's even worse. Because if you look at the way people behave, like what they buy here, French people, most of them, I'm not speaking about the whole French nation, there are many good Republicans and nationalists here, basically, that still believe in Napoleon's visions and Charles de Gaulle's vision, but most of the population here is basically spending their time in malls, shopping, buying American-made stuff, Apple products, as other products.
No, I agree. They are mindless, dumbed-down consumers. We see that here in the United States. It's very, very frightening. And so what are you saying in the final equation about all this?
What I'm saying is that they've chosen to pick the American products like Apple and others, and pharmaceuticals especially, and other stuff. But if you talk to them about the Second Amendment, they would freak out. They would say, never. This is not part of our culture. However, they choose to pick everything else from the American culture that is trendy and modern, but this would be like a huge thing for them, and that would be radical for them. So just linking that to the Bible, what the Bible says, when the Bible says that we need to protect ourselves with the full armor of God, and we see a nation of sheep here that is being attacked. The three guys that killed 149 people and injured 300 had 15 minutes, and they reloaded three times. Three guys killed 149 people in 15 minutes. Just imagine that. If one guy amongst the 149 people had arms on him, it would have been completely different. So waiting 15 minutes for the security of the police to come in, and there we go. So basically, we're talking about
a domesticated population. It's very, very sad. Great points. I appreciate your call. And that's a good place to start, Jakari and David. Obviously, Donald Trump has said arm the people in France, arm them everywhere. This will stop. Well, the head of Interpol said that, too, a couple years ago with the Kenya attacks. Yes. That actually started some of that in Kenya. So there are these groups. David's got some evidence pointing towards false flag. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me say about the pushback that I've seen against what Donald Trump said, because we said that sort of thing all the time, and we pointed that out many times and said, well, you know, what good would one person with a pistol do against guys with AK-47?
A hell of a lot.
We don't have to theorize about that. I've interviewed the guy that was in South Africa when they went in to shoot up that church. They came in, I think it was a half dozen guys with AK-47s. They threw grenades in and then started spraying the crowd with AK-47s. And he was all the way across the church, up in the balcony, and he had a pistol with five shots in it.
Wow.
And he took a couple of shots, and he said, I'm not going to hit anything from this angle. He didn't know it, but he'd hit somebody. And then he went around the outside and back around because he wanted to get a closer, better range to them. And he got another guy there. So they fled at that point. They thought they were being encircled. They thought there were multiple people. And they said afterwards, when they had the Truth and Reconciliation meetings after South Africa's government changed, they said, we went there to kill everybody. We were going to kill all 1,000 people that were there. We had enough equipment, you know, guns and bombs, that sort of thing. They were going to kill everybody in that church. And they went to that church because they knew it was a mainstream liberal church and nobody would be armed. Precisely.
And that's a famous case. Give folks the name of the case.
That was, his name is Charles Van Vick. It's CharlyVan.
And I think the book is One Man and a Gun or...
Firing Bag or something.
I know we're teleprompter free. We go off.
I'm trying to remember what the name of the book is. I remember him because we talked,
But we'll pull it up and tell folks. You've got a bunch of reports on that. They're excellent. But false flag, Jakari and then David. For me, whether it was staged or not, they opened the borders, they advertised it, they brought folks in with fake passports. What do they expect?
Well, just like you said, you know, if you don't have any type of check and balance, just like we've seen the reports, Kit did the hot topic on it today, that people want to come here to the United States. Of course, we welcome people who want to come through a legal process. But when you have such a large amount of people that want to enter the country, you know, tens of thousands of people, how do you vet all of these people, especially as the gentleman said in the piece? Well, we don't really have a process to vet these people. You know, if they've never committed a crime, it doesn't mean that they're not somehow radicalized. It's just they have not popped up on our radar screen yet. So how do you screen that many people if you just...
And it turns out these guys, one of them had been arrested, the others had warrants out. They knew who they were.
Yes.
Well, just think about it, Alex. I think it's about, 5 million people that they say have come in now, this wave of migrants that have come in? Okay. Let's say that 99% of these people are not violent. They're not radical. They're not jihadis. Only 1%, let's say. That's still 50,000 people.
That's an army.
If it was a fraction of 1%.
And folks don't know, in unconventional asymmetrical warfare, which is terrorism, basically, in my view, both ways, whether governments do it or individuals, 50,000 people with commando training can shut down whole countries. I mean, with five guys, I could shut down Austin, you know, just knowing what I've read in books. Mm-hmm. And these people are being given terrorist training. Can you imagine 50,000 motivated people?
Yeah. It's like we've seen the shootings that happened here in Texas, whether it's here in Austin last year or this past year in Dallas. Me and Biggs went up there. You know, one guy... A highly motivated guy, you know, had equipment, you know, went out there and waged war against the police. You know, they eventually stopped him. But just like you said, one guy pretty much shut down a city. And when you have multiple people who may even have training and additional skills, you know, they can definitely do a lot of damage.
Look at the UT Tower shooter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's one Marine who's got a giant brain tumor. But see, that's one guy with a brain tumor, not 50,000. And I think that's a conservative number. So many of these, as you know, Jakari and David, they admit, are the ISIS forces that have been beaten, and they're allowing them to retreat into Turkey and get their retirement of being brought in as European citizens.
So when you talk about false flags, Alex, I mean, there's a lot of different ways, things that we refer to as false flags. Let's say the Gulf of Tonkin incident, for example, that Robert McNamara admitted before he died, nothing had happened. It was a completely false narrative. It was a complete hoax. But they used it to start a war, to start an agenda, to sell their agenda. Or you could have something like the beginning of World War II, where there's a lot of intelligence reports. I believe that FDR...
It was a stand down on...
Yeah, they knew. Exactly. And we've had whistleblowers, NSA whistleblowers like Thomas Drake, said essentially the same thing about 9/11 from his perspective within the NSA. They were getting all this intel. When they would take it to people, and say, don't look at domestic terrorists. We don't want to look at that. Go look at something else. Okay, so you can have that kind of a situation where, you know, the Japanese really did attack Pearl Harbor. That wasn't fake. They really did. But could they have stopped it? Did they know about it and allow it to happen and tell people, don't look at that, look in the other direction? Okay, so you got that kind of false flag. And then, of course, you got the obvious false flag like the Reichstag fire, where they blame it on somebody else that, you know, something that they did themselves, and they blame it on somebody else. So there's all these different spectrums of false flags. Certainly, they knew about these guys. They have created this situation, and now they are milking this situation. We've got Federica Mogherini. She's the EU's chief diplomat. Now, this conference that they had that started the day after the attacks on Saturday the 14th, they had already set up a conference in Vienna for all of these heads of state to talk about what they're going to do about Syria, okay?
They had
the conference set up and running, yeah.
And the CIA head met with the French intelligence the day of the event, before it happened.
Exactly. And so what she's saying is, she says, let me underline the profile. She said this today at about 3 p.m. their time. This was reported by the UK Telegraph on their blog. She said, let me underline the profile of the terrorist so far identified tells us this is an internal threat. All EU citizens so far. And they say her comments may be part of a preemptive effort to help defend Schengen in the coming weeks. And, of course, that's the Schengen zone is what they agreed to when they took down all the internal border controls passing from one country to the other. So
that's the external border, yeah.
Yeah, the internal border so that you can go from, say, France to an adjoining country, same as if you're going to go from Texas to Oklahoma or something like that. You don't have to pass.
Yeah, they're getting rid of their internal borders.
Exactly.
And
they're talking
about
maybe we need to bring
that
back.
Jakari, what do you make of the refugee situation? I know you had some articles on that here in America. Wanting to bring them in.
Yeah, well, when we always go down to the border, we talk to the ICE agents, we talk to the Border Patrol agents, and they say, you know, like we always say, are there good people come through these borders? Absolutely there are. But with the bad people, how do you vet these people? You know, because a lot of them, even to talk about some more domestic issues, you know, people come in through gangs like MS-13. Like, how do you know they're MS-13? They're all tatted up when they go through the border cross and they interact with the Border Patrol. So, you know, you have situations like this, and it's very sad that you do have people want to come here through a legal process, but you also have the bad people. So how are we going to vet these people? You know, thus far, even the United States government, the top advisors in Washington, they're telling Obama, we do not have a way to make your plan work.
And so what's going to happen when tens of thousands, and that's only the first round, they admitted they want to go up to 300,000, come in and somebody attacks a school or an Army recruiting station, is the media just going to cover it up again?
I don't know. It seems like it's an issue that they don't really want to address. You know, like we always keep saying, you know, yes, there are people, good people out there, but how do you vet these people? Just saying that they're good does not really vet the process.
When I flew in a couple months ago from Italy doing those reports, they called me into the back room and started searching my stuff. Mm-hmm. And I kind of threw a fit, and the head guy came in and said, yeah, you're not smuggling anything, you can go. But and I wasn't mad that they were searching my bag. It's that they knew who I was. I had no criminal record. I answered their questions, and they were messing with me when I was watching people that I knew had no business coming to this country just sailing past.
Oh, even when we go to the airports, every time we go, last time I went out with Michael, our camera guy, they pull us over, they check both our bags, you know, they pat Kit down at the airport. Kit actually missed his plane. Trying to get out there, but the plane got stuck. You know, we didn't get.
But the TSA admits they let illegal aliens fly.
Yeah,
and I'm not against the illegal aliens, but man, can I at least have the rights they got?
Basically, yeah.
I mean, you know,
they let the Muslim Brotherhood just walk through all willy nilly, and they
don't have to get pat down
because they don't give us the third degree.
Yeah, that's what I'm sick of. It's discriminatory against American citizens, and it's wrong. I want to take some phone calls and get your analysis as well. Let's talk to Jim in Canada. You're on the air with Jakari Jackson, David Knight, and Alex Jones. Go ahead. Thanks for holding, Jim.
Yeah, I'm on speakerphone. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I hear you pretty good. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks for all you guys do, man. It's great. It's great to have something to listen to and something to learn.
Brother, don't thank us. We're in this together. We love you, too.
Okay. Hey, I heard a fellow Albertan on, he's in Banff and I'm in Calgary.
Gosh, Banff
so we're
is pretty.
Close. What are the odds? Okay.
Yeah, what are the odds?
Last game. How about Black Lives Matter is ISIS? How would the left like something like that? And if you
well,
and
I mean, I'm going to tell you, the same people funding the white supremacists in Ukraine are the same ones funding ISIS, are the same ones manipulating Black Lives Matter. It's George Soros and the globalists. That is a fact. And they're there to create balkanization.
Yeah, well, when they discredit Tea Party, why don't they, they're calling us domestic terrorists. Why aren't these people domestic terrorists? Because the kids just want to go to school and learn. Some of the left is garbage, but they just want to learn, and they're getting, you know, manipulated into walking with these other people. And
well, sure, and there's real issues with the police and stuff, too. The thing is they're being siphoned off into a radical Maoist ideology. That's what this is. I've had the professors on that have gone through the Rockefeller Foundation training. This is Maoist brainwashing, all this leftist stuff. Jakari, your take, because you were up there with Kit just last week in Missouri, or I was sent you to Europe as well, but it's your turn to stay behind. And you were there, you witnessed it. Obviously, as you said, some legitimate issues, but now to have some of the main Black Lives Matter groups complaining that Paris is taking attention away, I mean, this just sounds crazy. These people have no idea about the optics.
Well, it's a rather selfish statement to make, and Leanne made a very good point off camera. I was talking to her. She was saying that last week, You know, they were threatening people. They were shoving people around because they dare come in with a camera. And now the cameras have shifted from the group to the shooting in Paris.
Good point. I didn't think of that.
Now they're like, oh, we want you guys to come together. Last week he says, leave you alone. You guys are going to handle your own business. And now you're getting all mad and F Paris and all this other stuff because people want to look at a different story. And yes, there's no, you know, hierarchy. You know, there are issues with police, other domestic issues, but there are also issues going on in Paris. And people see those and they say, we don't want those to come here. So let's do something to address this issue now.
Hey, John, yeah, Alex, this climate change summit that's coming up. And
I want to focus on that. Yeah. I'm glad you bring that up.
Because this is how they're going to spend the whole thing. Right now, everybody, you know, they're coming out with their candlelight vigils and saying, we need to come together, we need to come together. They're going to offer the Paris Climate Accord as a chance for us to all come together.
With the new court that will go after extremists.
Exactly.
Not even saying it.
Exactly.
Pass it for the dead.
Exactly. We've got two.
Maybe that is changing.
We've got open borders and a clash of civilizations that they're creating here in order to take down Western civilization. At the same time, they're creating two structures for world government. One of them is based on economics and trade for the right wing. The other one is based on saving the environment for the left wing. Either one of these organizations can be used to create a new world government. They will have the capability of taxing and regulating. They will have worldwide courts and regulatory agencies to impose on people. They can finish the selective destruction of economies and cultures with these organizations, but it will also provide them for a structure to have a new world government.
And let's be clear. This is happening now. We're not saying world government's coming. They're suddenly admitting it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jim. Great question. Charlene in Pennsylvania, Paul in New Mexico, John in South Carolina, and others. Your call straight ahead. Then Jakari is going to get up and go in the other studio, and he's going to host the fourth hour. I'm Alex Jones.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
So listen up here, guys. My buddy Mark, he overhears the management team at Guns80.com. And what they're saying is that between now and Black Friday, they're going to put a special on the website at Guns80.com every day. What that means is that you have to go to Guns80.com every day to check out the specials between now and Black Friday. Go to Guns80.com, but don't tell them you heard it from me.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
While you were sleeping.
And I tell you ought to hear during the breaks. David Knight and Zakari are having the real show over here, breaking down all the facts. And there's a whole fourth hour coming up with Zakari Jackson. Your station doesn't carry it. Ask them to please carry the fourth hour, or you can always find the free feeds at Infowars.com/show. Most radio hosts plug every segment, a product or sponsor. And I get it. They got to pay the bills. I do it maybe once an hour, and I need to do it more because it's very expensive to run this operation. It's very expensive to send three reporters to France. I said four yesterday, misspoke. I do that all the time. Teleprompter free. It's very expensive. And you get to see this reportage. We get to break the news. We get to challenge the narrative. We're winning. We're having an effect. Please buy the products at InfoWarsLife.com. We've got 15% off on the already incredibly low price Knockout, the strongest, healthiest, deepest sleep that we've seen out there. 15% off Knockout. We've got the Brain Force as well, one of the strongest brain pills out there, using known patented compounds to boost your overall mental clarity and focus. We've got Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. You've heard the rave reviews of that. We've got high-quality water filters, Patriot T-shirts, books, films, shortwave radios, non-GMO, non-heirloom, non-hybrid. They are heirloom seeds at InfoWarsStore.com. And shopping with the good guys is what enables us to do all this. So I want to thank you for your support. I want to thank you for everything you've done. And I want to encourage you again to shop with the good guys and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out all the specials and check out all the products, many of which are absolutely essential in anyone's home or business. Now, shifting gears back to where we were, David Knight, you were pointing out who this minister is, who they put in charge of EU security, literally no background, plucked out of obscurity, out of nowhere.
Exactly. That's the phrase that the Telegraph in the UK pointed out when she was put in this position back in August of 2014. They said to get a glimpse of the backroom trading that typifies EU appointments. They say she's lacking experience. She's 41 years old at that time. She's been named the EU's foreign policy chief only 7 months after she was plucked from parliamentary obscurity in Rome and named the foreign minister of Italy. So here she is. She's a totally obscure parliamentarian in Italy. They put her in this position for no apparent reason, and then 7 months later, she's put in charge of foreign policy at the EU, and she's making all these pronouncements about how we have to fight this together, we have to come together, this is a global response as needed to control terrorism. No single country can do this. It has to be done globally. Every problem that they create, and of course we know that they've created ISIS, every problem that they create has to be addressed by global governance.
And she's probably also going to say leaving your door open at night will stop robberies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was very surprising to see her saying, in spite of what other people are saying, that all of these people are EU citizens, and so this is an internal problem and not a border problem.
And what she's saying is none of these people are refugees, even though it's been confirmed to be the case.
Yeah.
She's lying to people.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Exactly.
Oh, just like you said, they're lying to people. They don't want people to put two and two together because they keep saying, you know, you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're all this. You know, you have borders for a reason. If I go to Mexico, there's a border there. If I go to Canada, there's a border there. You have borders for a reason. And, of course, you can bring people in, but you don't want to just drop 10,000 at a time.
How far can it go, Zakari? How far can these crazy...
I think they're going to push it as far as it can go. They're going to keep pushing it, you know, and until it breaks. Or it's already broken because we see all these attacks happening, but they won't.
And that's it. There's no accountability for politicians now.
Yeah.
That's right. They can do anything they want.
You know, it always interests me, you know, because you think back in the days where you had Nixon and LBJ, you know, people go out in the streets and, you know, they'd shake the bars at the White House. People don't really do that anymore. It's like, oh, well, you know, so-and-so did something that's worse.
So the fault of this is we become so passive.
And because they let them move it into a racism, sexism mode, okay, to deflect any criticism of the government.
Exactly. You get demonized as bad if you anything. You're against Obamacare. You're against turning your guns in. They turn it into that whole politically correct mode. That's what's killing us. We're going to come back, do five more minutes of calls, then Zakari takes over. Stay with us, InfoWars.com/show. And support us. We need funding, folks. Thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com. Go there right now.